Web. Lingali chona njani mthokazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle kwazi why kwazi why kwazi why muri Zimbabwe welcome welcome welcome. If you're tuning in right now, you're tuning into Live Talk The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Muri Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection. Coming to you live from Studio 7 in Washington DC on Tuesday the 30th of March 2021. Mthokazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, mthokazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle. If you're tuning in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Muri Zimbabwe, mthokazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Now let's delve into it, Muri Zimbabwe. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on the COVID-19 pandemic, the coronavirus, chirwere ichi, responsible for taking millions of lives across the globe. Thousands of lives in Zimbabwe. However, the focus is going to be on Zimbabwe's COVID-19 vaccination program. Now, when we focus on the vaccination program, yesterday alone, Zimbabwe received 35,000 Covaxin COVID-19 vaccines from India. And today, Zimbabwe received over 1 million Sinovac vaccines from China. So we look to delve deeper into these vaccines and kind of figure out how are these vaccines helping Zimbabwe in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. But now, as we wrap up the show, tonight is going to be our last show in the month of March, which is Women's Month. So once again, we give the platform to a young lady who's going to be joining us, Danielle Machibaya, who's going to be talking about her journey as a young entrepreneur. Danielle launched her business under the COVID-19 lockdown. So I'm looking forward to giving you that conversation with Danielle. So kandizo nyaza tinazo nasi mchirongwa muri Zimbabwe hilo lutabe silalo namhla kuhlelo. If you're looking to join us, we're going to be opening the lines for you, our loyal listeners. You can call us live on air, and the number is +1 202 619 2077. Nyapinanjalo, +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming live on our three Facebook pages, Muri Zimbabwe, we're available on our VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and of course our VOA Studio 7. So if you're watching live and you're looking to join, you can also write your name and number in the comments section, and we're going to be calling you live on air. If you don't feel like it, you can still leave your comments. We're going to be reading your comments live on air. And of course, linga koshli zuluganda ba musakanganwe kutinya paye pakanzi share. Do not forget to press the share button so that we watch the program alongside our networks, Muri Zimbabwe. So yilo lutabe sinalo kuhlelo namhlanje Muri Zimbabwe, COVID-19. So without wasting time, let's delve into it. Coronavirus. First up, COVID-19. Now, as mentioned earlier on, Muri Zimbabwe, over the past 48 hours in Zimbabwe alone, yesterday we saw India donating 35,000 COVID-19 vaccines, and today in the country arrived over 1 million Sinovac vaccines from China. All of these, according to President Emmerson Mnangagwa, are going to be helping Zimbabwe gain that or hit that 10 million target by the end of the year. 60% of people to be vaccinated, Zimbabwe to gain herd immunity. That's the goal, according to President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Now, yesterday, President Emmerson Mnangagwa was at Robert Gabriel International Airport, whereby he, received the Covaxin vaccine from India. Let's head over to a clip courtesy of the Ministry of Information's Twitter page of President Emmerson Mnangagwa telling us more about these vaccines.
This consignment, a timely and most welcome contribution to our ongoing national COVID-19 vaccination program, is most welcome, Your Excellency. Your Excellency, Zimbabwe and India enjoy excellent bilateral relations dating back to the days of our liberation struggle, and we have over the years expanded this cooperation into several strategic areas such as energy, health, traditional medicine, and the homeopathy, geology, mining, and the mineral resources, as well as broadcasting, information, and communication technology, among others. The strong cooperation between our two countries has deepened in the health sector and includes exchanges in specialized medical treatment, equipment, and the supply of pharmaceuticals from India.
Well, that was President Emmerson Mnangagwa addressing the media yesterday as he was talking about the Covaxin vaccine that was arriving in the country yesterday. 35,000 of them are donated by India. Now, speaking of the nation of India, of course, joining President Emmerson Mnangagwa at the airport yesterday was His Excellency Vijay Kanduja, who is the ambassador of India to Zimbabwe. Let's take a look at a clip, once again, courtesy of the Ministry of Information's Twitter page of the ambassador explaining more in terms of the efficacy of the vaccine that they donated to Zimbabwe.
We have already used millions of doses in India itself. So that should put at rest any doubts or skepticism that may be there about the vaccine. The vaccine has proved to be 81% effective in the clinical trials and the usage that we have done so far. It's proved to be effective even against the mutant strains.
Well, that was the ambassador of India. He was explaining more in terms of the efficacy of the vaccine that India has donated to Zimbabwe. But now, speaking of vaccines, Muriel, Zimbabwe, a lot of people have been wondering, does Zimbabwe have the correct facilities to handle all these vaccines that are coming in? Earlier on today, the Deputy Minister of Health and Childcare, Dr. John Mangwiro, addressed the, I guess, cabinet in a post-cabinet briefing. Let's take a look at a clip once again, courtesy of the Ministry of Information Twitter page. If you're looking to watch all these clips, you can head over there. They will be showing, that's where you can watch the full clips. But let's take a look at a snippet of what Dr. Mangwiro said with regards to the COVID-19 vaccines in Zimbabwe.
Storage of vaccines is quite okay with us, but we are needing a phased approach. The government's aim is to buy 10 million of them to get 60% herd immunity. This cannot be bought at the same time, so we are having a phased approach. We have enough storage for whatever we have brought, because this is being done in a phased manner, planned manner, so our storage is quite enough for what we have, and as we inject, we'll be bringing in more, which fits in our storages, from central storages up to clinics in the rural areas. So the government is deliberately buying these vaccines in a staged manner, like this has arrived now. We'll be giving it out. We have another 2 million vaccines on the way. So as we give out, we'll bring in, knowing how much we have used, and bringing in them so that they remain safe and remain in the certain temperatures that are required, which is about 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. And our infrastructure is ready for that. I thank you.
Well, Muriel, Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from the Deputy Minister of Child Care and Health, Dr. John Mangwiro. He was addressing our cabinet today in the post-cabinet briefing, where he was explaining the program with regards to how a government is going to be rolling out these vaccines. And of course, does Zimbabwe have the right facilities to store these vaccines? So now let's quickly take a look at some of the comments, and then we'll head over to my first guest, who's joining me live via telephone from Harare. We see on our Facebook page, who cast a little VOA Studio 7. Vanu atu tanga kupinda ne uwandu wadu anzi na mnyarazi. Watching you from Durban, Dumelanga, mnyarazi. Thank you so much for joining us. Clement is saying, watching you from Windhoek. Clement, thank you so much. How's Namibia? MacD Martins is saying, watching you from Ramaphosa, Gwele, South Africa. Thank you so much, MacD, for joining us. Nikesi Chauke is asking, how do I get my vaccine? Good question. I'm going to have Dr. Smemeza joining us soon. He's going to be explaining. uThabisa uyabhala ukuthi mina ngise Mozambique uzangilizonilanda sekushubile ecabo eDelgado. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ngamazwi akho Thabisa. Sibusiso Ndlovu saying, when are you coming to White City, my president? We miss you. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course there's other comments coming in. UChrispin uyabhala ukuthi watching you Ndrimumba Mangu, I want to know tenda zukuru, sir. Thank you for welcoming us in your home. Without wasting time with Zimbabwe, let's head over to my guest joining us. Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza is joining us live via telephone from Harare. Dr. Simemeza, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you doing yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us, man.
Sure, great to appreciate.
Let's delve into it. Of course, there's always the case of COVID-19, the reason why I usually have you here. So the first thing we're going to delve into is, of course, the figures, the amount of people that have taken the COVID-19 vaccine so far in Zimbabwe, just under 70,000. What's your impression of that, Doc?
I think the numbers are increasing, especially from the last time. It was only open to frontline workers, but now it's open to the general public. And I think we are going headed towards the right direction in terms of vaccinating our population and achieving herd immunity so that we fight this virus as soon as we can and get our lives back to normal.
Oh, so you're satisfied? Are you satisfied as a medical expert with the number that they're seeing? Some people seem to be against that, saying there's a lot more that we could do to make the number better.
I think it's an improvement, but there's a lot more that we can do to make it better, especially pertaining to availing information about the vaccines to the public in a way that the public can understand. Mm-hmm. So I think we still have a lot to do in terms of making everyone understand the science behind the vaccines in a simple, understandable way, such that even a child can understand. I think that's what we should aim to do from now.
Now, I want to touch on something that you were alluding to, I guess, briefly earlier on, which is that there's been an increase in terms of the figures, in terms of how many people took the vaccine, especially since the kicks, since our phase two, I guess, which was the last week. Some people, once again, are saying, you know what? Yes, it's great that there has been an increase. However, the number is still very low in comparison to what people were expecting. Government is still going on saying 10 million by the end of the year. If things continue at the current rate, do you think we can hit that 10 million, 60% herd immunity?
I think, we've just recently opened the vaccine to public. So I'll say it's too soon to make conclusions in terms of the numbers. Mm-hmm. But what we can actually look at is the pattern that is happening. We've seen that, I think, most of the satellite clinics and everywhere that I've been, I've seen a lot the long queues of people receiving the vaccines. Mm-hmm. So you can actually see that there's an exponential spike from the numbers we've been having over the past month, which is a good thing. So I think let's focus on the trajectory rather than the specific numbers. I'm sure the numbers say something, but just the trajectory of where we are now going, it's a good case.
Now, let's delve into the big news of the day. We've received another million of vaccines from China. And yesterday we received 35,000 Covaxin vaccines from India. Is there a difference in terms of all these vaccines? And is it necessary for us to receive a variety? We hear some medical experts celebrating that, but people don't seem to understand, is it necessary?
So I think what's there to understand about vaccines, they are made differently and they have different modes of action, and but they achieve the same goal. So the idea with having different vaccines is not necessarily that we're just having them, but it's because there's a limited number of vaccines worldwide right now at the moment. Mm-hmm. And for a country like Zimbabwe to have money to just buy a single vaccine, it's close to impossible with the way everything is right now, the economy and everything. Mm-hmm. So having multiple sources of vaccine, which work, which are efficacious, is also ideal. Mm-hmm. So the thing is just for people to just take a vaccine or
whatever it may be, the choice that you then be ahead, you can choose. But the trick is to just take a vaccine that is efficacious, that has been proven to work, and those are the vaccines that we need to be in the country.
All right, Dr. Simemeza, hold on the line for 1 second. Let me take a caller. I hear I have a caller who's on the line, so please hold on. Let me speak to the caller. They might have a question for you, so please pay attention. I hear I have a caller on the line. Let's see who's on the line there. Caller, caller, mtereri. Niyagwamukela kuhlelo. Ngibani connecting wenu. Who's on the line?
Hey, magadiko mkoma Mike Ove.
Mushe, mushe. Trinan magadi enyu.
Ati nufara motona na mfundisi moyo kuno ku South Africa.
Mfundisi moyo, zuru kufambe?
Aiwa, ati nufara, ati nungo tenda mwara, nungo tichengeta.
Nyaeri mgango mainzo wa Zimbabwe, tatambira imwe nomba, ya baku China, nezuru takatambira nomba, ya baku India, kune zimuo za zagara ziru mnika, tipe yoma ondre.
Regaindi tende nuku taura chandro tana chokuti kuya kwe nomba irukuya mkati menyeke Zimbabwe ni tarisa ya katanga kuya ya kamba ku China ya teka kutiwa ya shuka 200 kukazo tengwa imwe futi ya enze ya shuka 200 teka nzo futi ya kamba ku India ni imwe futi ya tengiwa chandro tana chokuti pana uye nomba ye maona nrikita chona ye kutanga vanu wakabaiwa wasa tolosho kana 100,000 saka zvino zvakafana izvozvo zvimwe zvino zvinozita kuti pamwe mushonga uyo yokutengwa usingowanda zvakafana kuti wotenga madhauzeni chingwa anosvika 1,000 uchigara kumapurazi kusina vanhu vakawanda vanochida chingwa ichocho chitengwa wani pazuva kana kavhiki saka chingwa inopesa chaura saka kutengwa kuitwa mushonga mukati menyika yeZimbabwe zvakanaka hatirambi but zvine dambudziko nenyaya yekuti hatisi kuona vanhu vakawanda vachibayiwa tichitarisa step uno pakamboya mushonga yasvika 80,000 asi yakatopera kubayiwa vanhu vose saka tichitarisa kunyika yedu yeZimbabwe zvakanaka kutenga zvaita sekuti ingori ngoma yabudiswa nhasi ine moto mapepa onzi irinakizenedza but vanhu vasingagamuchisika mubvunzo kana kushandira kwada kuti ndoda kuti government yedu iri kumhanya uye futi nenyanzi dzekurapa dzinotaurira nyika yeZimbabwe vanenge vasiri kunyatsa kujekesera vanhu uye futi nekujekesera utungamiri hwenyika nokuti pakutenga vari kuita mushonga nguva dzose andioni zvichizobatsira kuti mushonga iyi ichapisira imwe ichiexpire zvinobatsira nekuti tiri kuona vanhu vasvika 100,000 vabayiwa saka chirevo chakafana ichichi ndinoona sekuti kurasha mari nokutambisa mari izvo zvakafana izvozvo.
Mune mvunzo here wamamuchida kukandira kuna Dr. Simemeza tisati taendera mberi nechirongo?
Okay, kuna Dr. Simemeza chandida kubvunza kuti kuna Dr. Simemeza kubvunza mvunzo kuti Dr. tiri kuona vanhu vakawanda vari kubayiwa mavaccine kunyika dzakasiyana siyana asi ndiri kuona vanhu zvevachiramba vachiva vakapfeka mamask saka mvunzo wangu kuti kana tomboti vanhu vose vabayiwa vaccine iyoyo vose mamaski yawa anozoramba akapfekwa pazvipi zvakafanira kana munhu achinzi adya anonzi anoguta saka unonzi kana uchingodya ramba wosvidya kuitira uchava une nzara saka ndomvuro da kubvunza kuna dhokuta ndizotaura hangu zvimwe zvekupedzisira.
Alright, hold on there, Moyo Parinari. Let's hear from Dr. Simemeza so that let's hear if he can respond to you. Dr. Simemeza, are you still on the line? Ndandikumbira kuti mupindure vamoyo mubvunzo wavo.
Okay, andichitadzo mubvunzo wavo. Taro na wamoyo. Saka asini chekutanga chinofanira kunzwisisika ndechekuti kupa vanhu mavaccine handiti tirikuda kuti umwe neumwe adhinze adhivhelope masoja emuviri anofaita chirwere chekorona handiti saka wakapiwa vaccine unobva watanga kugadzira masoja emumuviri anokwanisa kufaita chirwere ichi handiti saka iwe wakainfektwa nechirwere ichi unokwanisa kuve unacho but waane simba rekufaita chirwere which means pavanenge vachititeke mamaski tiri kuda kutanga taachivha inonzi herd immunity yekuti population yedu vanhu vakawanda vari munyika yedu vange vavaccinatwa varinde vakukwanisa kurwa nechirwere ichi vane masoja aya handiti saka kana a certain percentage of the population yavaccinatwa zvinoreva izvo kuti nekuti vanhu vakawanda vakukwanisa kuvhisa chirwere ichi chirwere ichi hachichapararire maningi handiti saka kana vanhu vakawanda vasati vavaccinatwa zvinoreva kuti vanhu vakawanda vachiri havasi kukwanisa kuchirwisa chirwere ichi which means kuti
kwanisa kunge tichispreada chirwere nekuti vanhu vakawanda munyika havasati vaita sei vavhakisinetwa. Saka chikuru tinofanira kuramba tichipfeka mamask nekuti population yakawanda yakatitenderedza haisati yavhakisinetwa. Saka hatisati tane vanhu vakawanda vari kukwanisa kufaita chirwere ichi kuti tisapararire. That's why tichiramba tichikontinua tichipfeka mamask tichikontinua hand sanitizing nekuti vamwe vedu.
All right, Dr. Smemeza, thank you so much for your response there. Let me hold you for 1 second. Let me see what our Ndebele audience are saying, and then I'll come back to you to end Rambere Nechirongwa. So, Zulukandaba Leamuzo, uDokotela Smemeza, we kuluma lapha ngomlaleli emchazisela ngempela ukuthi kungani ukuqakathekile ukuthi even ngaphambilini ukuthi abantu bathathe iJackson elivikela iCOVID-19 beqhubekele phambili begqoka ama-mask abegeza izandla lokunye okuchiyeneyo. UDr. Smemeza uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi, ukuthatha leli Jackson does not mean ukuthi ngempela ususafe. So lokhu kusho ukuthi ngeke ubhubhe, amathuba akho ukuthi ubhubhe asemancane in comparison ukuthi ungakalithathi leli Jackson. Uyaqhubekela phambili ngempela uDr. Smemeza ukuthi even if we develop herd immunity, akuqakathekile ngempela ukuthi abantu baqhubekele phambili behlonipha imithetho ye-World Health Organization. Siyabona ngempela ukuthi bakhona abantu abaningi ababhala kukhasi lethu le-BOA Ndebele. Siyabonga kakhulu angemibono yenu kanye ngamazwi yenu. Ngiyabona ukuthi umgcinikelo uyabhala ukuthi ayilankinga le Jackson ngokubona kwami kuphela. Abantu basemsakazweni bathi asazi ukuhlatshwa njani ukuthi abantu abangesabi ngoba akuyona lento ecatshwa ngayo. Ayi, siyabonga ngamazwi akho. Siyabona ngempela ukuthi u-admire ukhona uyabhala ukuthi siyabonga. Nge-update from South Africa Northwest, uSheldon uyabuza ukuthi unjani msakazi. It's Shelton. Shelton Mabuza, ngiyathaba ukungena kuhlelo namhlanje. Ayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Angiyezwa ukuthi lo mlaleli, I hear I have a caller. Let's hear ukuthi ngibani okhona ecingweni. Caller, hello. Okay. Angiyezwa ukuthi u-second guest wami ongenayo kuhlelo, umnumzana u-Ashley Funye la ukhona ecingweni. Mnumzana Funye, unjani?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Unjani bhuti
mkhulu? Ngishaya bhuti, unjani wena?
Hayi, wani
Ashley. Nantu dabalu kone kudwini Ashley. You guys have been working on the ground, talking about ama vaccines elizweni. What are your thoughts? Siyabona phele inani labantu just under 70,000 have taken the vaccine so far. As an organization, Abe Citizens Manifesto, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so I think the most important thing is that the vaccines have arrived, and we have seen that the government is.
Oh, usakhona ecingweni Ashley?
Hello.
Okay, I couldn't hear you. You faded off. Bengicela uphinde umbono wakho.
Bengicela uphinde umbuzo
ngizwe. Hayi, bengisithi I was saying ukuthi elizweni you know, there's been just under 70,000 people that have been vaccinated, yeah, so far. So I'm curious to hear your take as of course a member of Citizens Manifesto. How are you guys reacting to this?
Yes, so I think if we have been following what the Citizens Manifesto has been doing, we have what we call the People's Vaccine Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what we are trying to do is to try to bring around awareness to the campaign, to the vaccination process.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fundamental thing is that people are not aware, and there hasn't been much knowledge on the ground in terms of the entire vaccination process. So people are not sure, and there's a lack of confidence in terms of, you know, the whole vaccination process, which, you know, if you follow social media, you realize that a lot of questions, unanswered questions, mm-hmm, that has been raised by people, and government has really not responded to the questions that are being raised by the people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think broadly, what we have been doing is trying to raise much awareness and, you know, make the people familiarize with the vaccines and how they work in a medical environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys keep asking questions, I guess, pertaining to the information that government is making accessible. However, we see government, I guess, by every day they release a statement on Twitter and on radio. We see Dr. Mawomba addressing the people every other week, talking about the progress that Zimbabwe is making in the fight against COVID-19 and about these vaccines. Is that not a step in the right direction towards giving, I guess, satisfying the needs of what people want?
Thank you very much for such an important question. I have seen the daily updates that the government has put and that they continue doing, putting all the time. But I must say that, you know, the whole process, I think it's a matter of, you know, confidence and trust between the government and its people. So no matter how much information you put out there, no matter how much you try to sanitize the process, it all goes back to even the political confidence itself, to the people who have confidence in the government again. So that's one issue that must be addressed before we even look at the processes that come from the government. So the government must make sure that, number one, it reestablishes itself and brings back the confidence, you know, that the confidence that people must have in it. And by so doing, it will, you know, realize the full potential of the people participating in the government processes. So also, I think it's the lack of information, basically. People haven't, you know, got enough information in terms of how the processes are going, how are things unfolding, and even the centers that people are supposed to take part in, they are not really much popularized to the public. So people are not aware that much. If you count how many people can purchase data to go on Twitter, it's a very little part of the population. So it's not necessarily about the Twitter, it's not necessarily about social media, but it's about how the government plans to have each and every citizen aware of this process, not necessarily finding out on Facebook or Twitter, but having the government making effort to reach out to each and every citizen. Mm-hmm. I really think the government has to really look at its strategy of publicizing, not limiting to a certain, you know, sphere of the population, but trying to reach broader to the entire population so that everyone is aware and everyone can take part with the full knowledge that is required. And the government must be able to answer the questions that are being raised by the people.
Mm-hmm. All right, Funye, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni, ngithatha umlaleli. Here I have a caller, and then when I'm done, I would like to go back to Dr. Smemeza to answer a couple of questions, since as though people are really curious about the medical side. So first up, let's take umlaleli wethu. I have a caller on the line. Caller, Mthereri, welcome to the program. Unjani mnumzana, ngibona ukho ecingweni. Hello, ari pharo nare ndiyani?
Ngikuma Simon.
Mkoma Simon, zviri kufamba?
Zviri kuota.
Muri kutifonera muri kupi ko?
South Africa.
Kuri seiko ku South Africa?
Kuri kuota.
Hamusirimi here muri kutari muri kusangana nedambudziko re COVID-19 raparadza nyika yose.
Hai, muri kusangana nawe zvigara chimureta mashaka.
Saka zvino mukoma Simon tikona zvikuitika kuZimbabwe, tipeiwo kamaondro enyu. Kwava nenhomba nhatu dzichange dzichishandiswa munyika mukubaya vanhu kuitira kuti chirwere cheCOVID-19 chisaendere mberi chitekeshera. Muri kuzvionawo sei sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe?
Tirikuzviona hedu, but tatinoona chekuti vanhu vazhinji vachanonoka kutora nhomba iyi because hapana rutero rwakakwana. Pachitari chavanhu vazhinji, purezidendi kuti vakanyanyosa rudzanhomba vakaa nenda kuti vanhu vasava nechivimbo nenhomba iyi, ende kuti vaodza uchokwadi kuti purezidendi vakadaiwa nhomba chaiyo chaiyo kana kuti haiiyo
Asi makaona ka president vachibaiwa nhomba zvakanyatsotepfenyuwa padandemutande nepa radio nepa TV vachibaiwa nhomba yayo yeSinovac. Chii chiri kuitika musavimbe izvozvo?
Zvinokwanisa kuita kuti vakabaiwa nhomba inokwanisa kuva iri vanhu vakangwara vakangwara.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Simon. Ndachikumbira kuti mukande mashoko enyu ekupedzisira tichiendera mberi nechirongwa. Mune mubvunzo here wamamuchida kubvunza Dr. Smemeza pamusoro pezvechirwere cheCOVID?
Aiwa,
takunzwa zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa. So zuluka ndaba leya muzwa uSimon lapha lai uyachasisa umlaleli ukwele South Africa esithi hayi ngempela indaba le yokuthemba uhulumende wakwele Zimbabwe kanya ngani kuyahlupa yena uthi hayi yena njengesizalwane seZimbabwe akathembi lokuthemba ngempela ukuthi umongameli wahlatshwa iJackson la ngempela so yikho lokho kushiwo nguSimon likubona njani izulu kandaba bhalani inombolo zocingo silingenise kuhlelo. Now let's head over to Dr. Simemeza. Dr. Simemeza, you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
So people seem to have a lot of questions about these different vaccines that are there. People are asking for more information, and I am a little curious. Earlier on, we touched on the fact that is it necessary to have three different vaccines in rotation at the same time? I am also a little curious. People want to understand when they talk about efficacy, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. We heard the ambassador saying Covaxin is 81%. It has an 81% efficacy rate. What does that all mean? And if this has such a high efficacy rate, why still use the others that have a lower efficacy rate?
All right. So efficacy just means efficacy when it pertains to drugs. It just means that the drug achieves the required intent that is being taken for. Mm-hmm. Whatever you are taking the drug for, is it working towards that?
Mm-hmm.
So when we say a vaccine is 81% effective, it means out of the 100 people that were tested, 81 people achieved the required immunity that was needed.
Mm-hmm.
And according to research, there are different ways that people then approach or come up with their efficacy rates. And we see the different types of vaccine, there's different efficacy rates. But it's certainly to say, out of the people that are given the vaccine, does it achieve what we want it to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's 81%, it means the maximum number.
Mm-hmm. Now, earlier on, you heard Mr. Funye there talking once again about this discussion that keeps coming back, the discussion mm-hmm. around education on these vaccines. I remember when we initially started this whole vaccination process, people seemed to be resistant because they had trust issues with regards to the fact that the first vaccine came from China. Now we have a vaccine from India. Do you think that might help, having multiple vaccinations at the same time?
Yes. One thing we should understand, China, most products, even general products, come from China and India. Why? Because China and India, they are big countries and they have big manufacturing platforms or manufacturing industries that can actually manufacture drugs for the entire world compared to certain countries which are smaller and don't have much capacity. So you will see most products come from China because they have the capacity to manufacture large quantities which can then be distributed throughout the world. So this is the same thing with vaccines as well. It's just because their capacity to do that and their industry and the capability, the human resource and so forth to produce the required amounts that are needed by the world at the moment. So having like I alluded to earlier, is good, especially for economies such as ours, whereby we can't afford to buy one type of vaccine for the whole population, but we need to have the different ones coming. So it's more now of economy rather than the type of vaccine. But as long as the vaccine has been studied and has been rendered effective and efficacious, it doesn't matter what vaccine
you receive. Okay. Mm-hmm. But aside from the efficacy rates of these vaccines, is there anything different between all of them?
So, the virus itself is made out of different components. Just like a human being has different parts, you have the leg, you have the arm, you have the head. So the virus has a different component to it as well.
It has the fatty layer. It has the protein, it has the
DNA, the RNA. So what vaccines
do, some are whole cell vaccines, which means it's the whole cell and they create antibodies against the whole virus, or some certain segments of the virus which they attack.
Mm-hmm.
So
just like you can kill a...
I don't know.
On live radio, but someone can actually die just by an accident of the head or the heart or so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same way under vaccines work. They attack certain sections of the virus so as to denature it.
Mm-hmm.
So different vaccines are produced differently to attack certain segments. So you see the Pfizer vaccine is more about the mRNA, the Sinopharm is more about the whole cell. So there are different ways of producing this arsenal, which we are calling the vaccine, so that it produces antibodies that attack the certain segments of the virus. So
mm-hmm.
they are different in the way, in their mode of action,
mm-hmm.
but the end result is the same.
Tichipete edu hurukuru edu Dr. Smemeza ndiruda kudzokorora zvekare tichibata nyaya yeruzivo pamusoro pezvenhomba idzi dzirimo munyika. Tinonzwa vanhu vakati wandei vari kutya kutora nhomba dzirimo munyika for two big reasons. Nyaya yekutanga ndiyo nyaya yambobatwa navapfunye vachiti aiwa munyika vanhu havana ruzivo ruzhinji pamusoro pezvenhomba idzi dziri kushandiswa. Vanhu vazhinji vari kukumbira hurumende kuti vatange zvirongwa zvakanangana nekudzidzisa vanhu. Nyaya yechipiri inenge nyaya yereligion. Kune vanhu vari kuona zviri kuitika vanomboverenga mabhaibheri vane maondero ekuti nhomba iyi inenge chinhu chinokwanisa kukanganisa upenyu hwavo, havazopindeka kudenga uko. Senyanzvi inotarisa nyaya dzeutano, ndimi muri kukurudzira vanhu kuti vatore nhomba iyi. Ndeapi mashoko amungada kupa kune vanhu ava vane vasingade kubata nhomba iyi because of those two predominant reasons?
Okay, I think you by the notara is which can have that one of naturally. So by the general no could grow a physician with the actual healthcare at Nopa. But Shadinoda could grow in the Chekuti. So it says what I want out is
one of the most influential in the society, everyone, and Shaf Kadivan. One like I can say, man, leaders, leaders. Masabhuku vedu vanhu vari pedyo
nevanhu.
I think mukudzidzisa vanhu tinofanira kunatsotageta vanhu vedu ava vari influential in the different small segments of the economy and of the country, such that when they get to understand how these things work, they can be able to deliver better information. I think imaya yekungoshaya ruzivo kushaya munhu anatsogara pasi navo avatsanangurira kuti zvinhu zvinofamba sei kuitira kuti vakwanise kuudza vanhu vanovatevedzera chokwadi or information iri based on facts such that hapamanyiko haazonyanyi kuwanda munharaunda dzakasiyana siyana dzatinogara. So it's important for us as medical people, as the government, and also general people who know about the vaccine, to disseminate this information, especially to those who are influential, so that they understand. And whenever they make the decision, they make it out of understanding, not just out of ESA or conspiracy theory.
Aiwa, Dr. Smemeza, thank you so much. Unfortunately, our time is up. I have another person that needs to join the conversation. But thank you so much for your input. I always appreciate having you on the program, man.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate being part of it.
Awesome. Now, let's head over back to Mnumzana or Ashley Pfunye before I take my next guest. Pfunye, usa connecting wenina. Ashley Pfunye, usa connecting wenina.
Yeah, I'm still
there.
I'm still
okay.
There.
Okay. Yes, even in what is the Kangela in Daba is Zempila Gashe, Abo ezijonge ukufundisa uzulu okuthile ngokumemetheka kwaleli gcikwane. Kodwa kunjalo nje bayakhuthaza uzulu ukuthi bathathe leli Jackson ngenxa yokuthi balakho ukuthola usizo esingathi ngesiNgisi developing herd immunity elizweni. Ukubona njani lokhu njengosakhulayo njengomuntu olwela ilungelo loluntu njalo njengabantu abakhuthaza layo uhulumende? Uyangizwa na? Bengithi siyezwa phela labo abodokotela bakhanya ngani bayavumelana lani ukuthi uhulumende kumele aqale inhlelo ezijonge ukufundisa abantu okuthile
when it comes to ama vaccines akhona elizweni. Kunjalo nje bayakhuthaza uZulu ukuthi athathe leli Jackson because bayasho ngempela ukuthi lilakho kubasiza. Lina likubona njani lokho okwenzakalayo?
Thina oqakathekileyo ngihlala kahle yabantu ukuthi i-health yabantu ibe prioritized in the nation. So la in this crisis esiyifesayo, I think it's very important ukuthi abantu nabo bekhuthazwe ukuthi bethathe i-vaccine. But la uyakwazi esintwini bathi yeke uthathe idonsi lihambise emfuleni ukuthi kuyenathe amanzi ifike liyasukalinganathi ngokunqalingafuni. So it's a matter of information ifike ebantwini, it's a matter of confidence. Qakathekile indaba ye-confidence building between those that are governed and those that are governing. And then thina sithi futhi there must be a clear distribution plan ukuthi kumele sibekwazi ukuthi kunama-vaccine amahambileyo endaweni enje emangaki. Kumele sibekwazi abantu abasebenza khonaphana basebenza bebangaki. All those information needs to be there so that the process is transparent and people can trace through and see ukuthi kuyangathi. So I think it's a combination of a lot of factors which really speak about, you know, the distribution plan, which speak about, and even, you know, making it easy and simple in learning language. Made up translate into Ndebele, into Shona, and into various languages, including sign language. The government must have a plan of making sure that this whole process is translated into all languages, so that everyone can be able to access it and everyone can be able to understand, you know, the whole process, how it's going to unfold, and the necessity of people taking the vaccine. As you have mentioned, that there are many theories that are, you know, stopping people from getting vaccinated, some including in the religious beliefs. So all those things, the government must come up with, you know, clear arguments that can convince people and that can state the importance. It's not the first vaccine in the world. There are many vaccines that are there in the world. But we need to make sure that the process is clear, it is explained, and people get to understand how things are going to unfold and how the process is going to happen.
Now, Ashley, I have another guest that I need to take, so let me quickly wrap up with you and then I can take the guest. We've established already what government has done and what government is currently doing with regards to the daily updates on Twitter. We hear Dr. Mahomva speaking on radio and other government-owned platforms. We see government trying as much as possible by using all platforms that it has to its access to update people on what's happening with COVID-19 and the vaccines. What more would you like to see government doing in that aspect?
So for us, I think it's a matter of the government, you know, really publishing a clear and a timeline, you know, as to when this is going to happen, how this is going to happen, and when can people go and where people can go and get vaccinated. And also, I think, as I mentioned earlier on, making everything accessible and not limiting, you know, information sharing to social media, but making sure that information is spread door by door. We have seen officials who are in government, especially when the campaigning period, they go door to door campaigning. Why do they take that initiative in this particular aspect, which is very important, affects the health of the health of the people. So they need to take it to the ground and make sure that, you know, everyone and the information that is needed. Those door-to-door campaigns are necessary. The government must submit the budget and all the donations that they get in terms of the whole vaccination process, so that there is trust and confidence and transparency in the entire vaccination process.
All right, Mnumzana Phunye, bengicela ukuthi uphostele amazwi akho okugcina. Ngiyabona ukuthi kulomlaleli ocelayo ukuthi ungichazisele everything that you just said ngesintu. So just briefly, could you explain for them ngesiNdebele?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu kubalaleli. Engikushoyo ngithi umqoka yikuthi uhulumeni kumele aqalise ayakhe esithi confidence between abantu ababuswa yi-government, abakhokhelwa yi-government, la le-government yona ekhokhelwayo, kumele kube le-confidence, le-trust ukwenzela ukuthi iprocess le ihambe kuhle. Ngalo ngithi mina i-government kumele investe ukuthi information iyefika ebantwini. Information awumelanga iphele ku-social media, awumelanga iphelele ku-Twitter, ngoba balutshwana abantu abakwazi uku-afforda idatha lokuthenga elokuthi benzele ku-Twitter lakubo-Facebook. Balutshwana abantu abakwazi ukuthenga idatha na. So ngithi mina i-government laba ama-authority mele lithathe that initiative, because this thing is very important. It is affecting lives. Abantu bayafa yini, abantu bayagula. So kumele ukuthi i-government behambe njengalapha nxa becampaigner, they must take this as serious as their campaign. So that everyone gets to know, everyone gets to understand ukuthi siyangaphi, kuyangaphi. Njalo mele publishe i-plan, a clear plan yokuthi bazadistribute njani, i-plan elesikhathi, i-plan ama-budget akhona ukuze ukuthi ebe transparent, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi kuneendaba eziningi around corruption and ama-funds elahleka. So that everyone can follow abantu benayo, abantu bekwanisa ukuthi nawo bethathe ivaccine yabo bekuthaba, ngoba bekwazi information balayo and bele confidence to the entire process.
Mnumzana Ashley Punye, thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the program. I really, really appreciate having you on the show, and I hope I have to, get to have you again soon.
No, thank you very much for this opportunity. So that you protect yourself and protect those that are around you. Mask up and make sure that you take all the regulations that have been put
that you think available to us. That was Ashley Punye, a member of Citizens Manifesto, explaining they have a campaign going on. They're asking our government to ensure ukuthi bayachasisele uZulu ngokuthile, down to the T. Vari kukumbira ka hulumende ukuthi vatsanangure chirongwa chavo zvakanaka kuitira kuti munhu wese ave neruzivo ruzhinji pamusoro pezvechirongwa chekubayiwa vanhu nhomba. Muri yeZimbabwe, let me welcome my next guest ongenayo kuhlelo, Vanlikhani Muvhamba, ava ndevesangano replatform for Youth Development Trust. Vamuvhamba, tinomugamuchira muchirongwa. Welcome to the program.
Yo, masera sei.
Aiwa, tirinani makadii henyu?
Aiwa, ndani kwakadiniko.
Ngatibvai tatopinda muchirongwa, ngatibvai tatozivai nyaya tinayo. Tiri kutarisa nyaya dzenhomba dzirimo munyika dzekushandiswa dzeCOVID-19. Ndimika muri kushanda kumaruwa. Vanhu kumaruwa vari kunyatsohwisisa here zvese zviri kuitika munyika pamusoro pezvekutekeshera kwechirwere cheCOVID-19 uyezve nhomba dzirimo munyika?
Alright, nyaya yechirwere cheCOVID-19 inyaya yenhomba kumaruwa inyaya isinyaya yekunzwisisika. Vanhu vakasaririra, havana information yakakwana. Saka isusu seplatform for youth and community development tapinda mukuzivisa vanhu nenyaya yenhomba nenyaya yechirwere cheCOVID. Saka mukuzama kuita izvi, takaita maprogram anokwana matatu ekuti tizivise vanhu nemuchipindi. Imwe yacho takaiti hash muganga wedu 2021 yakatarisira pakuti muganga ndewedu, tichireva nzvimbo kuti nzvimbo ndeyedu. Saka isusu kana nzvimbo iri yedu tisanafanira kuchengeta nzvimbo yedu, tichireva kuti isusu tikapera kufa munzvimbo medu hapana anenge atine nzvimbo. Saka takaiti hash muganga wedu is an awareness campaign yekuudza vanhu kuti denda reCOVID-19 ririko, uye COVID-19 inouraya. Akaiona ichiuraya from China, akaiona ichiuraya America and South Africa. So we've been taking those statistics home kunopa vanhu chokwadi chiripo kuvaratidza izvi, nekuti vamwe vanhu havana kunge vaziva zvakakwana panyaya yezvirwere izvi. Takaitazve lonja imwe yatakati ngativisei utungu, ngativisei hash, ngativisei utungu. Yanga iri nyaya yakatarisana nekubayirwa kwenhomba yeCOVID-19. Zvo pakabuda mashoko akawanda akasiyana-siyana kubva kwakatongodza nehwa nhomba, amwe akabuda muno muZimbabwe nevakuru vakataurawo vachiti hatibayirwi nekuda kwezvikonzero zvakasiyana. Saka izvi zvakapinda muvanhu, vanhu vakatanga kutya kuti kana vakuru vachiramba kuisusu inoda kuita sei. Saka we are in the community right now tichishandisa tisa maprograms iwawo ekudzidzisa vanhu kuti nhomba iyi haina kushata, ngatibayirwei nhomba kuti tichengetedze isusu utano hwedu. Nekuti muganga watogara ndewedu, hapana patingazori iya isusu vana venyu vamunogara navo tichikuitibayirwa izvi zvakashata.
Saka the reception iri positive. Nekuti chivanhu vanoshanda navo, chivanhu vanogara navo. Saka vanhu vanodzidzisa vanhu vanotivimba. Saka tingoti dai zvatokuita izvi. Zvaramba zvichienderera mberi. Hurumende yabatsirawo kuexplaina, kubudisa, kubvisa pfungwa isi negative mind ine vanhu about the jab ye COVID-19.
Now, Mr. Muvamba, here we are dealing with a situation where a lot of people seem to have mistrust towards these vaccinations. As an organization, what are you doing to help people understand better about these vaccines, considering the fact that there's already a vacuum whereby people are demanding more information to know whether or not this is safe for their own well-being? What are you doing as an organization to help them there?
Yeah, as an organization, information inotaurwa nehurumende zvekutora information inotaurwa neWorld Health Organization tichitaura mururimi rwedu rwekuno rwechindau rwunozvisika rwakajeka nekuti zvinoitika nezvekuti kuno kudzimwe dzenguva information inononoka kusvika saka painosvika pacho vanoiwana vanenge vari vashoma vaiwana vacho vanowanda selfish saka intrying kuti tichitora information iyoyo ndiyo yatipinda nayo kuvanhu ndiyo yatipinda necommunity. Saka zvatirikuita tinoita door to door hatisi kuudza zvatinganza vanhu saka padoor to door you take your time with people explaining to them vachibvunza mibvunzo yavanobvunza iyo vanokwanisawo kupindura nekuti unenge ine nguva sezvo muri munzvimbo maunenge uri saunenge une nguva tinoita madoor to door movement patichibva pamba apa tichienda panext pamba tichitaura nevanhu vachibvunza mibvunzo yavanobvunza vachidaro then also takakwanisa kuti takacreata a platform yatakati chipinge stakeholders iyo yatakaisa mastakeholders muchipinge anosanganisira madzimambo maMPs and the councillors around kuti vachitibatsirawo kunzwa kwavanenge vachinzwa kunenge kuchinoita kupinda vanhu vasinganzwisisi ndenzvimbo dzate chindau tinobatsira navo kuudza vanhu nezvekuti chirwere chakamira so nezvekuti nhomba yecorona iyi yakamira so maeffects ari kutaurwa aya zvakadai zvakadai saka ndikuona kuti ndo mashandiro atiri kuita munharaunda so far.
Saka zvino tiri kuonaka kuti paphase 2 yechirongwa chekubaya vanhu nhomba tinonzwa kuti vanhu vati kurei anasekuru nanagogo navo ndivo vachange vachibayiwa nhomba kusanganisira varayiridzi nevamwewo vari pasi pephase 2. Vanagogo nanasekuru vari kunzwisisa here zviri kudikana munyaya dzekubayiwa nhomba?
Ya, vanagogo vari kuneka kunzwisisa asi ndinoda kuvimba kuti vamwe vacho vanonzwisisa. Vanagogo vanotya zvakanyanya sana sekuru asi vanovimba kuti pakatanga kubayirwa munhu ari kuziva kuti like pachikoro vabayirwa kunzi aticha nenguva vanoziva votoonawo vachibayirwa navo zvinoita bring confidence mavari. Chavasiri kuda anagogo kazhinji ndekuti ivo vanhu vatangwa kungoti chatouya votonzi vabayirwa ivo. Vari kutyira kuti nemakore atava nawo neutano hwedu zvienderana hatinambozviona saka vari kutya vari kuti mukatanga vabayirwa inini vana vedu takatarisa teiona tozvionawo then even maticha azivawo vamwe vacho vari kuramba kuti kubayirwa kwacho munoita vamwe vari kutezobayirwa after 3 months kwairinouya ndimboti ndinenge ndaane mimba ndimbomira kubayirwa after 3 months ndozoona ndamboona vanenge vabayirwa kuti varini. So tiri kutorwisa kuti vanoma nekumatichers kwazvo kuti vaunderstande kuti the community inotrusta ivo more than anyone else kuti vakanzwika kuti ticha ati zvakati chero kuti mwana akati mai ticha ati zvakati vanhu vanonzwisika kunharaunda kwatinogara kunoko zvakafanana mutape madzimambo vanhu vanoti vakataura vanonzwisika mapolitical leaders vanhu vanoti vakataura ivo vakanonzwisika.
Vamuvamba
regai
ndikubatei pamuromo mukoma. Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma, nguva ndiyo yadyanana asi zvandichaita ndichakufonerai toita imwe hurukuro yatichange tichiisa pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki nemusi wesvondo handiti tinotenda zvikurisa nekupinda muchirongwa. So muri eZimbabwe, you're hearing there from Umnumzana Ulikani Muvamba, osakhulayo otabuka ngale eChipinge abalohlelo lapho bafundisa uzulu okuthile ngaleli Jackson elisetshenziswa elizweni. But now, as we wrap up our conversation, muri eZimbabwe, earlier on I told you all that we have a conversation with a young entrepreneur, Danielle Machibaya, who started her business under the lockdown. Let's head over to a clip of the interview that I had with Danielle.
So my company is called Bakes by Dan, currently run by myself, my sister, and my mom. And basically, I am the hands, and my sister and my mom are the wheels. And so we bake and produce products and deliver them to customers.
Oh, that's awesome. What exactly made you guys want to get into that baking? You know, when I think of entrepreneurship, a lot of people think of different things, but baking, it's such a luxury that we all love. What made you want to get into that?
I think I definitely have to say just I've always had a passion for cooking and for making food. And so I thought, you know what? It's lockdown. Why not do something exciting with my life, keep myself busy and active? And so, you know, that's how it came about.
So this actually started under the lockdown?
Yes, last lockdown.
Interesting. So how did you get into business under the lockdown? Because a lot of people were actually getting out of business out of the lockdown, but here you are getting into business. Walk us through that.
So pretty much I just set up an Instagram page because at the time I was seeing lots of small businesses pitching up, you know, people trying to get a source of income. And so I said to myself, you know what, why not make income for myself? Mm-hmm. And so I started my page up and I posted a couple of pictures, got some practice in, and then I started getting orders. And so that's how it started.
Interesting. So how's that been going for you, especially now that the lockdown has, well, it hasn't been lifted, but, you know, it's been relaxed a lot more. How's the business going for you?
The business is going good, although at the moment I am closed just because there's news of the third wave and, you know, another lockdown coming soon. So I've just been taking health precautions, and so I'm just closed for the moment.
I'll walk us through a lot more about that. And I like that you just mentioned that you're taking the necessary precautions. As a business, as an entrepreneur, what exactly are you doing towards contributing towards to ensure that, you know, COVID doesn't just be spreading?
Definitely masks, sanitizing, social distancing, you know, meeting and delivering in open spaces, you know, not like very compact spaces. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think I just have to say the masks, especially keeping lots of distance between each other, not touching each other, of course.
So now that you started your business under lockdown, could you walk us through some of the challenges that you faced? A lot of businesses I'm hearing have different stories about the challenges they faced under lockdown. What was it like for you?
I think just because I've been very enclosed, so I probably haven't faced as many problems as most business owners have, but I think just, you know, being cautious on the roads, because during the lockdowns, there were police officers on the road, you know, it's kind of like, why are you traveling? Where are you going? And, you know, they wouldn't understand that I've got a small business, I'm trying to make an income. So I think that would have to be one of the challenges. I think the main challenge, definitely just getting around the city.
So now tell me something, Danielle. This month is a very important month for women across the whole world. It's Women's Month. So I want to hear more about your story as a young entrepreneur, as a young female entrepreneur. What's that journey been like for you?
It's been very exciting, Mike. I think it's very empowering to be a young Black woman living in Africa, you know, having the chance and the opportunity to run my own business. You know, I feel like I'm gaining exposure that's going to help me later on in life. And I'm very grateful for that experience. And I really feel like as a woman, we should, you know, empower each other just to do very big and outgoing things.
So talk to me about that in terms of what you would like to see your fellow women be able to accomplish, especially as young entrepreneurs.
I think definitely supporting each other, you know, opening businesses, getting into interesting jobs, you know, just not really female orientated, shall I say, that would, you know, because society has this standard of what ladies should do and what ladies shouldn't do, you know, things like engineering and things like cooking as well, because I've seen in the cooking industry, it's very male dominated. So I think, you know, just throwing ourselves out there, you never know where your net's going to land.
Recently, we've seen so many women step into positions of power, even in Africa. Is that something that you find exciting?
It is very exciting. It is.
Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, women have always been set back and kind of men have been in the bigger picture. But now seeing that, you know, there are other females out there doing great things. It empowers me myself. And I say, okay, that could be me one day. Why not give it a shot? And so I get that motivation and that drive from seeing other women in power.
Nice. So as we wrap up, of course, people want to know, where can they find these amazing cakes that Danielle bakes? Could you let them know how they can find you, be it on social media or get a hold of you if they're looking to be a chat with you or just find out more about the business?
You can find me on Instagram. I am Bakes by Dan. I've got my contact number in there as well. So if you want to send me a message on WhatsApp, you can.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, my time up is here. I'm not going to get in front of Dini Mike Kobe.